Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Sometimes it's hard to dare to pray that prayer when you're feeling like you're on the receiving end of things that are harsh and mean and not fair. But really, that's the place of freedom. I mean, God will deal with what's happened to you, but first he wants to get at what it's done in you. And I can't even tell you what it meant to just get before God and ask his forgiveness, really, for the angst in my soul, for that accumulative frustration of being just on the receiving end of really unkind people at times. But by praying and blessing, I felt like I just got moved back into the center of his will. And I pray that you found that song to do the same for you, that as you just dare to pray, search me, O God, know my heart, and then you reset your perspective and determine to live in response to God's love, not reaction to your circumstances. If you have to get back in his presence 10 times today and tomorrow to find that heart of peace, do it, because it's worth it and it'll impact how you respond to life, right? I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. In this hour or two, we're doing a spiritual reset. When we come back, we're going to talk about how it's easy to get under condemnation when you do blow it. Because you know what? When you're living in reaction to stuff, you're going to blow it. And then you can be condemned because that enemy first baits you. He seduces you into sin. Then he accuses you for being such a dope for falling into his trap. That's his way he does it. That's his MO. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.